Now we stop briefly to travel back to the 17th century and look at the jailer, or the keeper of the castle, Thomas Covell. Described by his peers as a beastly man, he revelled in the harsh treatment of his prisoners. In fact, the most famous of the Pendle witches, Elizabeth Southerns, otherwise known as Old Dem Dyke, died whilst in captivity within the castle. Judge's Lodgings was the home of Thomas Covell for the time he spent as keeper of the castle, meaning he was responsible for the imprisonment, interrogation, and execution of all those sentenced to death at the time. Although torture was officially forbidden, the sadistic Thomas Covell was expected to get his prisoners to talk any way how. He once slashed off the ears of a man accused of forgery. He would chain the witches up in dark, wet, and cold rooms. Fixed to the floor, they could not move. No daylight would they see, and no air would pass their face. Oh, and beating and starving prisoners was not deemed as torture. Did I mention that? So after days of nothing but blackness, coldness, beaten regularly and starved, most would say anything to just see the light of day. If anyone wants to know how truly awful it is, I'll read this passage that was recovered by one of the prisoners. And it goes, "Then I was put into a tower where the smoke of the other prisoners came up so thick that I could scarcely see the candle that it burned. Besides, it rained in upon my bed. In this manner did I lie all that long cold winter till the next assizes, in which time I was so starved with cold and rain, and my body so greatly swelled, and my limbs benumbed." Thomas will always go down in history as a notorious witch hunter, and you see before your very eyes his residence, where he put his most foul thoughts into motion.